Welcome. Observe, to the right, those places standing tall. They constantly produce precious materials in ever-changing shapes, flakes of natural hues, the very best and there for the taking. It is the custom to gently pluck the leaves of trees like these. This precious harvest we then shape into necklaces and rings, circles, perfect circles, like the rounds of our days linked one to another. We call this the high zone. Don't miss the spires aimed skyward. They function like lightning rods that collect the feeling of happiness. And from up there, such feelings come raining down. Those spires are so accurately aimed, they are weather vanes of predictability, a source of shiny beams all around. And in their image, we become towers of smiles, happy faces beaming and high zoned. Here is a series of monuments to everything in the material line, everything that gives life the substance of goods and goodness of stuff. By leaning near while passing by and breathing, really breathing in and out, material goodness becomes centered in the body. In us are the monuments of living large. Here is the communication center. It's a living structure which listens to us and sends back the gentle rhythms of our brains. Harmony was invented here, a bioflow between us and the atmosphere. We know the joy of living in non-stop surround sound, a continuous loop of musical ebb and flow, relayed back and forth, from sender to receiver. Because the communication center turns us into instruments, constantly channeling symmetry and accord, all the parts harmoniously arranged. Observe, this entire area, as far as you can see, is where flowers are nurtured in specially filtered light. Mostly orchids and roses and camellias preferred for the softness and the sweetness of their flesh. We've discovered how to fashion their petals into clothing, because clothes are our invention that connects us to the satiny feel and scent of babies. Newborn life is what getting dressed is all about. To be clothed is to feel the unconditional, the most caressing touch, and inhale the lullaby of petals, sighing baby, sweet baby. You may have noticed, here and there, engine vehicles, which by moving along what we call arteries, produce a regular source of a rare kind of sap. This sap can affect blood pressure and moods. Our circulation regulated and tempered once the exhaust of engines is distilled in bright sunlight and a golden droplet of it placed under the tongue. Observe, over here, this place of nameless details and details. This is our one true masterpiece of art, priceless in public. It's here that our deep cells are touched, our inner batteries charged and purring. It's here that we return again and again, and always the same nameless details and details. That is the art of tender monotony. We call this place the House of Medicine.